Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bats. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number one of USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We're going to be talking about bees today with Jeffrey Maddox. And Aaron is engineering the broadcast. Beekeeping 102. Welcome, Jeffrey Maddox.
Howdy.
Hey, Jeffrey. You know, it was great seeing you at the meetup, and we learned a lot about beekeeping. It's great to see you in person. You've been to the Get Prepared Expos, you've been to the meetups, and you've been on the air with us. And you know, now it's swarm season. A number of people are seeing more and more bees. And
right.
So, yeah, and last time you were on the air with us, we were talking about beekeeping 101, and we got our bees. So now that we have our bees, how do we keep them alive, well, and have that hive thrive? How do we do that?
Well, beekeeping is a different kind of livestock management. So it's learning what the bees need, but essentially it's the same things with every other living creature. You need to provide them a safe, comfortable home, adequate food, and protection from the elements and other creatures. So this time of year, food's not much of an issue because there's so much nectar out there that if you've gotten your package of bees or your bait hive has had a swarm move into it, or you found a swarm and you've hived them up, the bees should be going to work steadily and finding more than enough food out there. Never hurts to give them a little sugar water. But right now they're looking to build and expand their nest, so it's about space management at this point.
We give them
some comb to start with and some foundation to work with. I would guess a lot of people from the U.S. Prepared Network are probably looking to use foundationless frames. And that's always a fun way to go. Mm-hmm. Just learning how to take care of them right now.
Well, Jeffrey, one of the things that I asked you at the meetup, I think we should cover that in the broadcast class today, is there a standard of, a beehive? If we're going to make one, is there a standard so that we could share components, buy components, and just have it fit, you know, across the country? Is there such a thing? And if so, where would we get the information of what those standards are?
Right. Well, in the U.S., there is a fair standard out there. And most of the manufacturers of equipment are within an eighth of an inch of each other on those standards. So if you're making your own equipment, I make most of my own equipment, it helps to have your equipment standard sizes with other people's stuff so that you can exchange resources when you want. A great source of information is a website called beesource.com. Besource.com. They have a DIY, a do-it-yourself section that has engineering-level schematics on all types of hive designs, how to make a screen bottom board or hive body or lids or top drive, all kinds of things have got on there. So anybody with any level of being able to measure with a measuring tape should be able to make their own hives with a little practice.
And Jeffrey Maddox, if let's say I want to make my own hive and I've got the saws and I've got nails and screws and so forth, what would it cost me for materials to make a beehive?
Oh, this is an age-old question. The way I like to tell people about beekeeping is, you know, if the Egyptians could do it and some subsistence farmer in Africa or South America can keep bees, we can keep bees. It's not as hard as some people want to make it out to be. That being said, I could make a beehive from, you know, sticks and mud wattle, and it will work. Or I can make a beehive from a nice piece of lumber, and it will work better. A beehive can be made from fairly simple, cheap materials, but you end up with a fairly simple, cheap product. If you use better lumber, you'll end up with a better material that lasts a lot longer. Plywood is generally bad for beehives because they sit out in the elements all the time, and the plywood will delaminate, it will warp. That's why beehives traditionally are made in the United States with nice pine. I've seen some people make them out of oak and walnut, and they get awful heavy. And oak, as much as I love it for furniture, tends to expand too much at the joints when left out in the weather all the time. So pine has traditionally been the thing we use. A lot of people here in the Ozarks are starting to use cedar. So it's kind of interesting to work with and last quite well. But you can make it just out of about anything as long as you get the dimensions right and can get bees in it.
Okay, I'm looking right now at beesource.com, BEESOURCE.com, and it looks like there are plans right there for a five-frame Nuke, N-U-C, beehive. And is that what you would recommend, or is the 10-frame, what do you recommend?
The most common sizes in the United States are what they call 10-frame or an 8-frame hive.
Mm-hmm.
And either one are perfectly fine. You have advocates for both sizes. Bees want a cavity to make a home in. They don't really care what size it is as long as the cavity is big enough for them to grow and expand and raise their family in. The Nuke boxes you see, Nuke is short for the word nucleus. And a Nuke box is meant to transport the nucleus of a hive from one place to another. It is much too small for a beehive to live in year-round. It's a temporary shelter. So I prefer 8-frame equipment. It's a little easier to pick up, a little easier to manage. The bees do great in 8-frame equipment. In this country, the standard size, quote-unquote standard, has changed back and forth over the decades. And 10-frame equipment was pretty much the standard in the 80s and 90s. And now it's getting a little bit more diversified. If you go back into the early 1900s or the late 1800s, you know, they had hives of all kinds of sizes, and some of the standard sizes back then were 12-frame hives with these huge frames. And they're way too heavy for anybody to pick up. So currently, 8-frame and 10-frames are about the standard. That's what you'd want to go for.
Okay. And Jeffrey, we have a neighbor who set up a beehive. I think they purchased it, and mm-hmm. they have a waterer there, and how many bees would live in a 10-frame beehive, typically?
How many bees would live in a 10-frame hive?
The number, yeah. How many would live there?
Oh, okay. A typical beehive at this time of year is going to have about 30,000 to 40,000 bees in it. As their population peaks here around the end of May, beginning of June, because they need a maximum population to harvest the nectar and the honey and the pollen that they eat for the rest of the year. So right around the 1st of June, middle of June, you're looking at a maximum population, usually somewhere between about 40 and 50,000. And then the population starts to decline into the winter time. You go into winter and, you know, January and February, you're probably only looking at 20, 25,000 bees in a hive. But it can go back and forth quite a bit.
Okay. So if we build a beehive,
mm-hmm.
and we just set it up, and it has, you know, all the frames ready to go, and we place it in a location that, oh, there's some flowers, will it automatically attract bees, and will it become their home, or do we have to do some, you know, heroics to encourage them to go there?
I don't think you need to do any heroics. Attracting bees to a bait hive is what you're setting up. We call it a bait hive. Mm-hmm. It's a gamble, kind of luck of the draw. Does a swarm find the bait hive? Do they find the bait hive attractive enough to move into? We've got one gentleman, he emailed me last night, 5 out of 6 of his bait hives are now occupied just this year. But he's gone to a lot of trouble to find places where swarms are frequent, or we know there are beehives in trees or houses or something nearby, so he sets up the bait hives and waits for a swarm to find them. Things you can do to make the bait hive a little more attractive. A couple used frames from a beehive is one of the best attractants for bees. Because if I give you a couple used frames from one of my beehives and you put it in your bait hive, those frames have already been covered with the propolis, the tree resins that bees collect to caulk and sanitize every surface in the hive. It already has some beeswax on it. So it has the stamp of approval from bees formally. A swarm will find that and say, look, it's already been approved. This is great. We need to go, don't we?
Jeffrey Maddox is with us. And Jeffrey Maddox is a USA Prepares instructor. We've seen him at the Get Fred Expo. We've seen him at the meetups. And he's teaching beekeeping 102 today. If you'd like to go to his website, maddoxbees.com, MaddoxBees.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jeffrey Maddox is with us. And Jeff, I was thinking about beehives. And let's say we put two boxes, you know, near each other, separated by a few feet. Would we have different species of bees in each one, or would, or, you know, does one species kind of dominate the area and kick out the other ones?
Think of honeybees like varieties of dogs. You can have a German Shepherd and a poodle living in the same household with no problem. There are varieties of bees. There are Italians and Carniolans and a Russian variety, but they don't interact that much. So if you had a hive of Russian bees right next to a hive of Italian bees, you would have no problem. It's very common for us to have, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 beehives in a yard with several different varieties, and they're only separated by a foot or two. So there's not much problem. Fortunately, we don't have Africanized bees up here.
Okay. Is it a good thing to have the different bees in each hive? I mean, are there advantages for that?
Same idea back to the dogs or varieties of horses. You have different varieties for different purposes. So it depends on what you're trying to do with your bees. Are you interested in producing a lot of honey or a lot of wax, or are you interested in bees who are cold hardy because you live in a northern climate or something like that? So But also, again, like different types of dogs or horses, the varieties aren't that drastically different that they can't serve most of the functions that you're looking for. So whether you get Italian bees or Carniolan bees or Russian bees, it's not going to make a huge difference to most people. There are going to be honeybees who pollinate and produce honey, and life will be great. Maybe when you get on farther in your beekeeping experience, you might get more selective about what variety you get. Sorry,
will the variety of bee alter the type of honey that's produced? Will it taste different because some bees prefer flowers that are different from other bees?
I've never heard that the variety will make a difference. Each beehive has its own, develops its own personality, so just like your dogs develop their own personality. So each one's going to be different, and the honey will taste different from hive to hive, even in the same yard, because those bees tend to develop preferences for certain types of flowers. Maybe they like tree flowers, or maybe they really love rose bushes, and that's what they go after. So the flavors you get from hive to hive can be very interesting and change quite a bit.
One of the things, Jeffrey, that you you told us that was pretty important is if we're going to start a hive, that we start with bees that are local to that area because of climate and, you know, weather conditions and so forth. Would you share with us your thoughts on that?
Well, I grew up learning the phrase, you know, you know what an outside expert is. That's somebody who comes from more than 20 miles away and comes in to talk to your group, because they're not from here, so they must be an expert. there seems to be a human psychological condition where we always figure that the grass is greener on the other side. So the bees that I order from California or New York or, you know, India must be better than the bees we've got here. And it's really short-circuiting ourselves. I can order a queen from California, but that queen was raised in those environmental conditions with the seasonal changes that happen in California. And those are different than what happens here in Missouri. And even different parts of Missouri. I'm in Springfield, Missouri, and our geography is much different, and our soil types are much different than what is in northern Missouri. So the bees that might work for my local climate will not necessarily work so well in northern Missouri. If I order bees from California, they're not going to work as well as the bees that I could get from closer to home. Just local conditions work best.
Local bees. Okay. Jeffrey, when we come back, can we talk about disguising a beehive? Some of the disguises that you've seen to circumvent city ordinances. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Jeffrey Maddox is with us, and we're talking about bees. And there's a website you can go to if you'd like. It's called Ozarks, with an S, O-Z-A-R-K-S, beekeepers, with an S, .org. Ozarks, beekeepers, .org. And you can also go to Maddox Bees, MaddoxBees.com, Jeffrey Maddox website. Jeffrey, if a person wanted to disguise their beehive to keep it, well, safer from intrusion, I'm sure you've seen, you know, throughout your travels, disguised bees or beehives. What do they look like?
Well, I mean, you're talking disguises, so they get pretty creative.
Well,
I've seen beehives that, you know, look like storage containers and look like, you know, sitting in a wheelbarrow, and you wouldn't think it was a beehive. I've seen beehives in barrels and things. But those are pretty extreme. Most people simply plant a hedge around the beehive or put up a small privacy fence. Some people put the beehives on the roof on a balcony or a patio. And most people don't even know they're there. I've been to several people's houses where there was a beehive sitting in the sitting garden outside the back door, and they had people walking by it all day long, and people didn't even realize it was a beehive. So they don't take too much disguising. Like a lot of other livestock, if somebody's out to damage it, it's very difficult to protect. So keeping it out of the way works pretty well. There was an article in the Bee Magazine a couple of years ago about a guy who kept all of his beehives on the walkway of billboards, 20 feet in the air. Lots of different things.
That ought to work pretty well, right?
You would think. They're heavy, so getting them off there wouldn't be easy.
Right, but who's going to go up there, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here in Springfield, we have an ordinance about beekeeping, and it requires some kind of visual screen. So, you know, most people just plant a shrub, or I know an art teacher has a beautiful little privacy fence, but it's all painted, so it doesn't look like a fence. It looks like some kind of art project in her yard.
So you're saying that the Springfield, Missouri ordinance requires a visual screen so that neighbors don't see the beehive? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's partially about keeping the visuals down so people don't get upset about something that, you know, they don't need to get upset about. I mean, the beehive's not bothering anybody, but for some people, just having it there irritates them. But it's also about this idea that, they're city planners. They're not bee experts. And somehow they got this idea that if we put a 6-foot fence around the beehive, that the bees will fly up at 6 feet and they'll stay up at 6 feet and they won't come back down. So they got the idea that this would somehow keep bee traffic out of people's hair. But there was a famous bee professor at in Ithaca, New York, one of the universities, and they kept 200 beehives in the middle of the university campus. And they've got wonderful pictures of students walking up and down the sidewalk next to this 6-foot hedge, and just this highway stream of bees going right over their heads, and most of the students never even knew they were there. Bees are not out to bother people.
Well, that was one of my questions, Jeffrey. What makes a bee go after one of us? Is it that they feel threatened? Because I can't really think of any time that I've just been doing whatever I'm doing and they just came and attacked me. I can't think of any time that's happened.
Yeah, they defend when they feel threatened, just like any other animal. But also, just like any other animal, we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of dogs. And 99.5% of those dogs never bother anybody unless somebody attacks them. But you do have that 0.5% out there who have an attitude problem and will tend to come after things. We have beehives which I could kick over, and they'd fall over and break apart, and the bees would wander around going, why'd you do that? But they wouldn't do anything. I've had other beehives where the bees had an attitude and would come out and investigate you and possibly even sting you if you were close by. And those are the bees that we weed out. You get rid of those bees. It's important for people who are considering any kind of urban beekeeping. They have a higher standard because they're in closer proximity to other people. So they have a higher standard of managing their bees for good, gentle stock who don't bother anybody without provocation. They have a standard to try to keep bees well so that the bees don't swarm out and cause a panic for any of your neighbors or any of the people down the street. It's issues like this that we don't have so much in the country. But there's all kinds of bees who have all kinds of attitudes. Most have no interest in a person because a person has nothing of interest to a honeybee. They are not a flower. They have no food. They have nothing that the honeybee wants. All they will do is defend their home if somebody's banging on it, like most of us would.
Jeffrey, with the ordinances, have you heard any stories where the authorities have come and confiscated or killed the bees in a beehive, within the city limits of some city?
I've heard stories. Problem with some of the stories is that they're obviously exaggerated on one side or the other, and not having been there, it's hard to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a beekeeper in Illinois who said that the state came and got his bees and took them away because he was telling people that the pesticides were killing his bees, and he had solved the problem. And he was convinced that there was conspiracy between the chemical companies and the government to protect their profit margin. The flip side of that story is several people said this was a beekeeper who was not managing his hives well, and his hives were full of a very contagious disease called American foulbrood. And the state confiscated his hives because he was spreading this dangerous disease to the other beekeepers in the area. So you've got two sides of the story, and I don't know what it is. Generally, since bees are a very low-risk organism, they don't cause any major social problems. Honey is one of the lowest-risk foods you can ever eat. It simply doesn't go bad. We don't get a lot of attention from any kind of regulating authority because it's low-risk. They have much bigger issues to worry about. Meat and milk and items that have high risk get more attention than we do. But the state health department, regulatory agencies pretty much ignore beekeepers, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So. Have bees ever been used for protection of humans?
Oh, there's multiple stories, especially back in the Middle Ages, of armies using beehives as bombs. Lobbing a beehive over with a catapult into a city. There's a wonderful story about a young woman in the back with the Spartan army and the Romans. And the Romans were invading, and she had beehives which had been feeding on a plant which produced a poisonous honey. And she left the beehives on the road that she knew the invading army would come through, specifically because she knew they would rob her beehives. And apparently this strategy killed like an entire regiment of Roman soldiers. They've been used quite a bit for protection. The problem with having a beehive in your yard as protection is that if that beehive was that irritable, they would bother everybody. They cannot discern between who the homeowner is and who an invader is. So they're not really a good protection device. Dog would be much better.
Okay. And what about the protection of the hive itself? What do we need to do to protect our beehive or beehives from threats? What kind of threats are there to a hive, and what do we need to do to make sure that, you know, we minimize those threats?
That's a good question. The number one thing we need to do for a beehive is help it protect itself. And that means that we need to do what we can to help them stay healthy and strong. A good, healthy beehive will protect itself from most all creatures. Raccoons and possums don't bother beehives, except on very rare occasions. I've kept bees for 20 years and hundreds of hives, two different states, and I've never had a raccoon or a possum bother me. In 20 years, I've had one skunk scratch at the entrance of a hive. A skunk will Skunks like to eat insects, so they will scratch at the entrance of the hive, get the bees to come out to defend the hive, and then eat the bees as they come out. Hmm. That happened to me one night, one time. There's a lot of stuff about putting nail strips down in front of your hive or something to keep things away from them, but they don't bother us too much. Bears are becoming a bigger issue here in the Ozarks, and I have game camera pictures of bears right on the ridge above my hive. I never had them bothered, but we've had other people who've had one bear come in and knock over, you know, six or eight hives. At $200 a hive investment, that's quite a hit to take during the middle of the night. So a lot of people use solar-powered electrical fences. I had very few problems with vandalism from people. Most of the time, it's in an urban area where you've got teenagers who throw a rock at it or something.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11, and I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Jeffrey Maddox is with us, and his website is MaddoxBees.com, MaddoxBees.com, MaddoxBees.com. Jeffrey, if we were to have a hive, and we lived, let's say, in the urban setting, an eighth of an acre or so, how far from the house would you recommend that that hive be?
Many people have them sitting right by the back door. It doesn't need to be far away from the house. What is important that it sits in a place where it gets plenty of sun, and it doesn't get vibrated. Putting it on a patio or a deck of some sort where people walk on, they do respond to vibrations quite a bit. You can mow by them. They're pretty easy to get along with. So put them in a place where they can get plenty of sun. They get a little wind protection from the winds from the north and the west in the winter. You know, when you're placing a beehive, think about what it's going to be like in the winter, not so much what it's going to be like in the summer. Anywhere in the yard is pretty good as long as they don't get disturbed very much.
Okay, so if you have a quarter of an acre or a half an acre, or let's say you live on a farm, would you have a different thought as to where you'd put them? Like, for example, If you have a tree line, would you put them closer to the tree line, or would you keep them, you know, out in the middle of in the open?
Well, again, you think about what it's going to be like for that hive in the winter time. My optimal place is the bees on the south side of a tree line that's running east and west. So during the winter time, the bees have that tree line on the north side of them and protects them from the winter weather, yet they get full exposure to the sun in the mornings and the afternoons, even in the winter. So up against a tree line is a good place. A lot of people put them on the south side of a building. If you've got a large pole barn or shed or something, that's a good place to put them. Giving them a good water source is important. So if you've got a creek or a pond somewhere nearby, that's nice. It'd be nice if they used the pond instead of using your chicken's watering or the cow trough or something like that. So just think about what it's going to be like all year long instead of just what it looks like right now.
Okay. And then how long will a hive last? So if we build the box now and we're fortunate enough to, in the next couple of months to have it populated, how long will the bees stay there? Is it until this box itself rots away and collapses, or will they leave after a while?
No, the bees will live there as long as the population persists, and it's sort of like a herd of cattle. It keeps regenerating itself with new babies coming along. So if the equipment is taken care of well, the hive can be in there for years and years and years. That being said, we do get some hives die out during the winter because they got too cold or they refused to move over to where the food is. So sometimes you have to repopulate a hive. I've got hives that have been going for 12 years now. I've got some hives which only made it a year or two before they died out through the winter, and I needed to repopulate the hive. When you get the bees in a box and the box gets worn out, we switch it out. We put a new box in its place and we transfer the bees into the box. So the equipment can constantly be updated, just like your house is updated while you live in it.
Jeffrey Maddox has been with us, Beekeeping 102. And if you'd like to contact Jeffrey Maddox, MaddoxBees.com, MaddoxBees.com. Jeffrey, is there any other information you'd like to share with us? We've got about 10 seconds.
Just keep an eye out for swarms. This is swarm season, so if you see bees hanging in a branch, you have an opportunity to get your own bees or to call a beekeeper to come and get them.
Jeffrey, thanks so much for being with us. MaddoxBees.com. Next, Steve Angle. Steve Angle's going to be with us, and he was beat up by the cops at his home.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.